which means it's taking place.
Good. The minute that we have to blow shofar every morning, to blow shofar every morning and during Elul, is based on a brisa that's quoted in the, that's from the Pirkei of Eliezer, and quoted in the Torah. The Torah, the first passage in the Torah, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, quotes Tanya bePirkei Rabbi Eliezer. BeRosh Chodesh Elul, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Alei Elai Yehara. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai three times. Went up to Har Sinai on Vav Sivan, and then he came back in Shavuos and Tammuz. That's when the luchos were broken. Then he went up again, probably the 18th of Tammuz, came down the 29th of Av, and that's when we were told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to forgive us. The first 30 days, so Moshe Rabbeinu was busy learning the Torah, the elaboration of the Aseret HaDibros, Kol HaTorah Kula. The second 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Har Sinai, he was mispalel, he was down in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. Came down on the 29th of Av, he told us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive us. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now come back up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and this time Moshe Rabbeinu came back down on Yom Kippur. The last 40 days, the Rashi says in Parshas Ekev, that's Kedei, in order that I will forgive you b'simcha. It took 40 days to negotiate being forgiven. So forgiveness that comes from negotiation is always has a sort of a rough edge to it. It's something that's given in a begrudging manner. It's now come up for 40 more days, prepare the luchos, solucha, and you'll come back down on Yom Kippur and you'll have new luchos to present. And that'll be a mechila b'simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us, b'simcha with happiness, and that's what Yom Kippur is based on. So the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that in Rosh Chodesh Elul, when Moshe went up for the third time, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Elai HaHarva, come back up, Sha'oz Olo Lekabel Luchos Achronos, then he went up to receive the second Luchos, Ve'eviru Shofar B'machane. And in Rosh Chodesh Elul, they sounded a shofar. Moshe Allah Lahar, Moshe Ole Lahar. It's a little bit hard to read this phrase. The Bach, you can see in the boldface Dibra Maschil, where it says base in the parish of the Bach, so his girsa was Heviru Shofar Ba Machane. We call him. You can zero us a few more. Heviru Shofar Machane Shaharei Moshe Ola Lahar. He puts in that word. But the phrase is a little bit hard to read. I would think that the best way to read it is Heviru Shofar Ba Machane. They sounded a shofar, and they brought everybody together. That's how the Bach explains. That's the first line of the Bach in Oz Beis. Shanideya tekiyazu neskab tsukulam. They gathered together, and they announced Moshe Olelar. Moshe is going to Har Sinai. And I assume that he explained a little bit. That first time Moshe went to Har Sinai, so then we miscounted the 40 days. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tell the Jewish people how to count. Instruct them what's day number one, what's going to be day 40, coming back on Yom Kippur. Perhaps we'll be coming back to Yom Kippur in late afternoon, according to some Svarim. However it is, explain to them what's going to be. Shelo yitzu od achar avodah zarah. They shouldn't make the same mistake they made on Shavuos v'Tammuz. That's the story. The Pirkei Eliezer makes the comment. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu nis'ale ba'oso shofar shenemar alei Elokim b'sruan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was raised, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was covered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world was felt to a greater extent, and that's one of the psukim we say before Tkiya Shofar. But this Tkiya Shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul gave greater cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachain, therefore, Hiskinu chachameinu zechoinim levracha. Shutoikin v'roish chodesh elo mechol shana v'shana v'chol hachodesh. So Chazal made a takana. It's a very strong language. Usually we assume that the Kiyah Shefer of Elul is a minog. The Torah uses a stronger form. Chazal or Mesakin is a dinder rabbanon that we should blow Shefer. It's a strange lashon. Every single Vishchodesh Elul v'chol achodesh and the entire month. Kedei lahazir Yisrael, in order to warn Kaisel, sheyasu tshuva, shenemar, the pasuk in Amos, im yiskar shofar ba'ir, ba'am lo yechrodu, if you hear the sound of the shofar, and the wail, the pitch of the shofar is such that it's a frightening sound, so everybody gets shaken up when you hear the shofar. Ukedei la'arvei v'asatan, and in order to confuse the satan, so that the sudden will be confused as to when Rosh Hashanah really is. All right, that's the text, which is the basis for our Tkiyah Shofar during Elul. Why is it difficult? How is it hard to read with to make sense out of the story? And then there's a takana, and the reason they're given, but the text does not flow so well. Where's the Glen?
It has nothing to do with.
Right. If you read and this bothers almost all the notes of Kalim. The Torah, the Pirkei Avot tells a story. We blew Shofar. Lachain, therefore, because, thank you very much, because when during the time of the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu blew a Shofar, and Rosh Chodesh Elul. And that was in order that we should not make the same mistake that we made, Mishas Chede Ego. Right? So if we were writing the text, we would finish up, Lachain Eskinu Chazal, therefore Chazal made a takonam to blow Shofar every year. We would finish up, in order to remind us of the time they blew Shofar in the Dor HaMidbar. Right? And maybe we wouldn't, we would just say, L'chein eskinu. But then the text finishes up, the Pirkei says, and therefore, they made a takana. And the takana was, kedei lazir, in order to remind us to do tshuva. Well, then you don't need the whole story. Then start with a new takana, say, chazal eskinu b'roish chodesh elo. Eskinu chazal eskoye b'shoifer. Kedei sheyasu tshuva. You want to give me the reason la'arvev es ha-satan, because you want to confuse the satan. The satan doesn't know what it means anyways. So the satan will not be able to figure after all these years. He won't be able to figure out when Rosh Hashanah is. So say, k'dei la'arvev es ha-satan, to confuse the satan. But the reasons that are given are disconnected with the original story. So the truth is that many of the Nos Kalim raise that question. And for example, you look at the Beis Yosef. On the right, the Beis Yosef says, underlined, Ikul HaMeida, Shekvar Hevi Raya Mishofar. It's b'chol a good exercise. We don't always get an opportunity to learn the Torah. The Torah was written by Rabbi Yaakov, he's called Rabbi Yaakov Baal HaTorim. Right? And the Torah, the goal of the Torah was to be a code. He was the first one who established the four Chalokim. Erechaim, Yeridea, Ibn Ezra, his organization of Halacha is the one that we use out of Yom HaZeh. That itself is a big Kiddush. And then the Torah records the Halacha is based on Gemara's, based on its father the Rosh, and based on the Ram and the Rif. And he takes a vote. And that's how he's Kiveya the Halacha. Many people quote, say it's a weighted vote, because the Ram and the Rif often are very similar. And then you have on the right the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef wrote, that's Rabbi Yosef Kara. So he explains and he comments in every Torah. And the Beis Yosef's, it's a magnificent work because he summarizes almost every Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. And then he discusses it. And that's the basis for Shulchan Aruch. Ultimately came the notes of the Beis Yosef. And on the same page, you don't have this page, you have the next page, the Darche Moshe. That's the Remora, Moshe Yisraelis. And that's he wrote the same kind of a Sefer as the Beis Yosef. And that's the beginnings of the notes of the Remora to the Beis Yosef. Here the Meshesiv writes, Meshesiv Kara writes, Ikula Medak, Shekvar Hevi, Rayam, Mishayfer, Shetoku Bamidmor. Why does the Torah give these two reasons, disjointed reasons? He says, "Yesh loymar mishum the ikol lemidche the afal pish al yedei shofer nimnu yisrael b'amidme milachto eino mifnei shashofer miyuchav l'chach the hu hadin." Him how you ma'avir in cruise, how you nimnon al yodei milachtei. He says, because it really does not make any sense to model what we do in our elul after it happened in the Dor HaMidbar. First of all, he says the shofar was really very incidental into what happened in the Dor HaMidbar. The Dor HaMidbar, they blew the shofar to gather the Jews together. What was the tshuva of the Dor HaMidbar? The tshuva was that they explained to them. They gave them a drasha. So, if we wanted to make a takana based on the HaMidbar, we should say, make the Shabbat tshuva drasha, Rosh Chodesh Elul. That should be the takana. Moshe Rabbeinu, b'tkufas Dor HaMidbar, he tried to figure out what could the possible chait be. He gave a drasha. No, so how did he give a drasha? So he sounded a shofar. So the takana would be, make phone calls, send out emails. The ikar was the drasha. So the takana should be to have a drasha, Rosh Chodesh Elul. So that's what the Sheitzim write, that the Torah himself was bothered. How can the takana of blowing shofar during Elul be based on this event? Because they blew shofar in order to get the Jews together. So therefore, he has to embellish. He has to say the shofar will always work. It'll work because of the pachad of the shofar. When we have darga ondom because of the covet we give to shofar. Or the odei shlomer, the top of the second side, the mishofar amidbar loyla madnu. That has nothing to do with the shofar amidbar. Elosh al yedei al yodei nimnu milachto. But really, it's not so related. The shofar aided them in not sinning in the Dor HaMidbar. So the shofar will awaken us to do tshuva. But because the Irva Sotam, in other words, that we really should not read it all as one text. So the Beis Yosef's interpretation of the Torah is really to say that the whole initial story it's not really a good basis for our. So I say hodra kushla duchta. So once again, so why tell the story? Let's see. Go ahead, Sam.
Two questions. One of them was, where was the shofar used in the midbar? The
Hatzos drove
the indication when
the
war and stuff like that. Where specifically was the shofar?
No, so you have also in Balai that the Torah says that they would sound the shofar to bring the machana together. It was a combination of shofar and chatzos, right? It's kia shofar true. I think it's kia brought.
Right.
Right. I mean, I don't know if that's the match up exactly. It was really before the Torah was the Torah was taught. So yeah, but I'm not sure that's the match up. This is a Rosh Hashanah, a one-time thing. So it's consistent with blowing shofar and chatzesris. But it's probably a one-time thing.
And they were basically used just like trumpet.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So the truth is, it sounds similar over here. Have you shofar machaneh Moshe olah lahar?
By Mishnah, have you
That was in Bayako. Have you shofar machaneh was to stop people. Right, they have a similar thing.
There,
Aviru Kol Machane. I don't know. Probably a Kol Shofar. I don't know. Right, and Vayakel, when the Jews had brought enough material to build the base, to build the Mishkan, so Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to announce enough. So how did he announce it? Aviru Kol Machane. So it could also be a blow a Shofar, get people to hear there's going to be an announcement. Now we make the announcement. So it seems to go ahead.
Where's the Pirul in the Midbar? Why is the relevant in our day or later and not in the Midbar?
Why would we assume...
Well, if you're giving the reason that the fear element works post...
So why shouldn't it work?
Where was it in the Midbar?
If anything, it should work in the Midbar also, because it's a much newer thing. So it should introduce some kind of pacha there also. I would assume the way you're saying. I would assume that the original takana was they blew a shofar. That shook it up a little bit. And then Moshe Rabbeinu explained why he wants to shake him up. That's what I would assume. And therefore there is a connection between the pacha of the shofar later on and the pacha of the shofar. The shofar in the Midbar. That's what I would assume. Michael?
The whole thing starts with kind of the very thing about it. Is this starting off
Lachari, because he says lachain. Therefore, by the small base, lachain is kinu chachamenu zechen levacha. So it sounds like it's going to be an explanation of what's going to come, and that's why it's so difficult because it's an explanation. And it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu nisala ba'isa shayfer. Sam.
Just a second. I asked this once before. We figure out this whole reason of Kedei La'avis thousand years or more to Sutton.
Right, you figure it out. So the, I think the pshat in was that?
That was the pshat. Is that when Shirosh Hanum Mechavim?
Right.
Sutton Torah.
Right. Right, the truth is that that's not the way that we learn it in Yeshiva Tanan, and many Shomer don't say it this way, but what Jason is saying is correct. You look at the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah and the Rinah Hanano, so the Irv of HaSotan is, as Jason quoted, Kishiroi Shonu Mechav Mitha Mitzvahs. The Rosh Hashulchan, asked Mamish and Sam's Nosach, he says, what are we really doing? We really believe we're confusing the Sotan? He says, no, the Pshat is, Kishiroi Shonu Mechav Mitha Mitzvahs, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees how much we love the mitzvahs, what's the Satan going to say? The context in the Masechta is that we should really blow shofar first during Shacharis, because that's because we always do mitzvahs as early as possible. Why do we blow shofar during Musaf? Because it was once a gzeira, that the Romans thought that our shofar was a sound for rebellion. They would post guards all over the place. So we couldn't blow shofar. So the guards would leave sometime after when they saw that we were just davening. They said, fine, they left. So then we should blow shofar during Musaf. So why do we blow shofar right before Musaf? Why don't we wait for Musaf? So the Gemara says, Kidei la'arveivus, to confuse the sultan. So how are we confusing the sultan? The sultan also, now when he hears the shofar, so he's going to then check out, so then when we sound the shofar during Musaf, he won't be around. So Rashi explains, Rav Chanan explains, and that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that we can't wait another 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes to blow shofar, as soon as the guards go, we want to blow shofar. So that chibur, that love for the mitzvah, is that it takes away any time the sultan can have.
So then that would seem that in the Gidei La'Aved, the sultan is the reason, should be translated incorrectly. It should be,
what is
the stymie?
Yeah, right.
Rather than confusing.
Right, that's the lesson of Rashi, Lestone Tanosov. Yeah. And I would say the same shot over here as well. When we come to Rosh Hashanah and we've blown shofar, so that's the Irv HaSata. Right, but let's go, I want to go a little bit deeper in this. If we look at this story, you go ahead, Dov.
Maybe you could just say that the Lachen Yeshkino is only going Dafka on Rosh Chodesh Elul.
Okay.
Read the lesson, it says Lachen Yeshkino Chachameinu, she is talking about Chodesh Elul, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Sort of put a period there. That's right. The reason as to why we belong on Rosh Chodesh Elul, because of this story. In addition, we happen to build a whole month. The whole month, Chodesh, the Lahazar Yisrael.
Sure.
We build a whole month in order to, you know, give warning and to put Papa into Kal Yisrael. And that's based on the second month of Yonamos.
Right, so that could be, and that would explain one of the difficulties we have in this whole parsha is that we don't blow shofar all the way to Yom Kippur. Because Mimon of Shach, if you're going to blow shofar, because Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai, so then he was there till Yom Kippur. So why do we stop at the second last day of Elul? Right, why don't we go all the way? That's the other place, by the way, where it says Kedei La'arveivus HaSotan. Why do we stop blowing shofar the day before Rosh Hashanah? So two reasons are given. One is that people should realize Ad Kan was a minagar adin de Rabbanan, and now Rosh Hashanah is adin de Raisa, so we want to take a break. And the other reason that's given is to confuse the sultan. So again, we usually explain that to mean the sultan will think it's all over, So it's, he must have missed the exact day of Rosh Hashanah. It was somewhere in there. Right? Then he'll go home, and he won't be around when he make when we daven Rosh Hashanah. But the interpretation, which is easier to understand, is the Sultan will see that we want to make a difference between the Shofar of the Tzemina. We want to be excited about the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. So we stop the day. So that Chibur HaMitzvah, that we love the mitzvah so much, that's what doesn't allow the Sultan to make a taina. Right, so that what Dov is saying is a suggestion that we have in some of the Svarim, right? Kitshitokin v'chodesh elu v'chol shana v'shana. That's based on Hevira Shefer v'machane Moshe Olal Har Sinai. V'chol ha'chodesh, Chazal made a different takana for one of these two reasons. And that's very possible. And what we're going to say now will fit into that as well, to explain what is the point of modeling ourselves after what happened in the Midbar. Again, so the story of the Midbar was very unique for that situation. So what's the point of us saying, you know what, because when the Torah was given, Klal Yisrael blew Shofar to gather people together, so therefore we'll do it as well, even if it's whether it's Rosh Chodesh or whether it's the rest of Elul. So I would suggest that there's a very significant chiddush, a very significant insight in the blowing of the Shofar Bedar HaMidbar. Something it was a new idea, which Chazal wanted to incorporate into our Elul, and that's why it's the first passage regarding Elul. When you think about it, so the purpose of bringing the Jews together was to make sure that they would not be nichshol again. Okay. We often don't do that. We often, when we have made a mistake or have a pattern of behavior which we are not proud of, so we often work on it significantly. And certainly in the month of Elul, we try very hard. Whatever tikkun we try to make, we try to review it in our own minds and convince ourselves that it's not a good behavior, and to try to inspire ourselves that we will do things better the next time around. Nevertheless, we often find ourselves during Elul reviewing the same behaviors that we reviewed in previous Eluls. And it could be that as we get older, so we make a little bit further. It could be that we were younger, so our tikkun and our resolution made it till Hanukkah. And it could be that we get a little older, we make it all the way till December, till January. Right? But we often find ourselves reviewing the same things. And if that would have been the approach of the Dar Midbar, they would have said, they're going to make the same mistake. They just went through a cheda egel. They almost lost everything. They were so aggravated when the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that he's not going to be joining them in the Machaneh. They took off their crowns from Har Sinai. They were mourning. They were so upset that Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechina was moved out a little bit. They're not going to make the same mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu will go up. He was up there for 40 days just now, he came back, he'll go for another 40 days, it's going to be okay. Klal Yisrael were not satisfied with that. They said, we have to do something. We have to do something to make sure it won't happen again. So they blew the Shofar, and that's what I was saying, I agree with what you were saying before, the blowing of the Shofar itself was to create some pachan. Why was he blowing Shofar? So everybody heard of Moshe Rabbeinu blowing Shofar, they knew there was... They were shaken up a little bit, and then he brought them together, and they discussed and explained to them where they went wrong before, and how they're going to make things better. So the shofar was not incidental to what we're looking at, neither was the drasha the main thing. The main idea was that they made some kind of tikkun. We call it in halacha some kind of gather. They made some kind, they did some kind of behavior. And with that behavior, they hope to be misaking something else. And this is an important approach within our Elul, within a person doing tshuva. A person who feels mashal, a person who, let's say a person that has trouble getting up for minyan. So one approach is to feel aggravated about it, to feel miserable about it, to go over the halachas of minyan. But if there's no change in behavior, he probably won't make it. He probably will only last, only stick to a certain amount of time. If he makes some kind of a getter, what's the getter going to be? The getter will be that he'll go to bed half an hour earlier. That'll be the getter. The getter will be that he'll buy two alarm clocks. One alarm clock will go off half an hour earlier. The getter will be he'll put on a different station. I don't know. He used one news station to wake him up. The news in that station, he felt like he came back to sleep again. So he figured he'll do something more cheerful. He has to make some kind of gather. He has to do something differently. That's the chiddush that the person had was koveya the last five elos. He convinced himself he's going to learn more this year. And he's able to do it, whether it's through the Yom Tov season, through Chanukah, but at some time it fizzles. Right? It's natural. So when a person revisits things and elos, just figure out if the last three elos, my tikkunim didn't work, so let me figure out how to make what's called a gather, a suyog. So maybe I have to have a chavrusa. If you have a chavrusa, so we'll keep each other in line for a longer period of time. Right? Or maybe I'm not learning the right stuff. I should learn something differently. Right? So the point of this, of the opening passage of elol, and either the Tkiyah Shofar and Reish Chodesh El, or perhaps even Tkiyah Shofar later on, is that to remind ourselves that Chazal had this, that the Kalei had this insight, that we have to have some behavior that's going to be different. So at that time it meant gathering together and talking about the problem. Right? Later times, different people, so we're going to have different kinds of tikkunim, different kinds of gedorim. So that's why the Pirkei Avot says, "V'Kadosh Baruch Hu nis'ala ba'oisei shofar." And when a Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that, that's how concerned Klal Yisrael is. Concerned enough that we make a gather for ourselves, that we make some kind of behavioral change in order to support the change. That a person knows that whenever they get involved in the conversation with another person, it only leads to aggravation and anger. So one tries to make a tikkun. Either one tries to avoid the situation altogether, right? Or before one speaks to that person, one takes out 5 minutes and says, "Oh, that's what I'll do from now on. Before I speak to this person, I will focus for 5 minutes and make sure that I convince myself not to get angry. Or I will spend 5 minutes before and I will remember all the good things that person did." Right? So, and I'll make sure that we don't speak for more than 10, 15 minutes at a time. Right? I'll do this, make some kind of tikkun. Right? But if a person could say, that's much more effective than simply reviewing one's own mind the need to be better next time. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that Klal Yisrael is thinking in terms of Gedorim, in terms of Tikkunim, so Nis'ala Bo'isei Shofar, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod is raised in this world. And he's the way that he's appreciated in this world, that's real Kavod. That's such a higher level of Kavod. Kavod means to be concerned about someone. If I'm so concerned about Kadosh Baruch Hu that I not only try, I do more than try. I actually introduce a new hanhaga, so then that gives the Kadosh Baruch Hu much greater Kavod. And that could be the ear of Asad. It could be, again, Dov's reading, maybe a more accurate reading. If we take the sloppier reading, so to speak. Right, the one that just reads through. So then we would say that that's the Irva Sotam. What's the Sotam going to say? Come to Shoshana. So it's true that we come to Rabbanu Shalom with all our different concerns. And Kadosh Baruch Hu can see that we didn't meet his standards on numerous situations. But he sees that our dedication to him, not only that we want to do things better, but that we're trying harder. We're making, again, gedorim in our behaviors. So that's the Irva of Sotam. That's when the sudden can no longer say anything. And that could also be the pachad. The pachad of the shofar reminds us that we want to hear the shofar differently this year than the previous year. We want to do things better. It could be that this has very much to do with the original Chodesh Elul. Rav Dessler raises the following question. Rav Dessler says, what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing the last 40 days? The first 40 days, he was receiving Kol HaTorah Kula. The second 40 days, he was being Mispala. He was davening. If that's the right, we shouldn't think that Moshe Rabbeinu was chazering Shemoneh Esrei over and over and over again. It means that for 40 days, he had new forms of davening. He had new ideas. He had new approaches to Ribbono Shel Olam. The last 40 days, because Baruch Hu says, come back up, bring the stone tablets, we'll write the divrei, and you'll come back up. So what happened in those 40 days? He had davened already, and he had Kabbalah Tefillah. He had learned Kol HaTorah Kula the first 40 days. So what happened in those 40 days? So Defla says he must have learned Torah again. But the point is, he says, when you learn Torah differently after the Chet HaEgel. The second time you learned Torah, it was a different kind of limud. It was the limud of a Baal Tshuva. It was the limud of a person who says, you know, I have to not only learn the Torah, I have to figure out how our human beings are able to keep all of these different halachas. The first time you learned the Torah, there was no question. Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoyne v'atzmei, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is giving us his wisdom. He's giving us his laws. It's going to be an easy sell. Right? Just teach whatever you have to tell me, tell me. Look, they said Nasa v'dishma. Kol shadim v'shem Nasa. Right? Second time he came up, he said, one second. Even though they said Nasa v'dishma, but they did make a chayde ego. Right? They busted a dog, the human beings. I call it the fizzle factor, the biggest excitement possible. Always fizzles out. Right? That's the way human beings are. It's very, very hard for a human being to keep the same level of passion or excitement about anything for a sustained period of time. So Moshe Rabbeinu, now when he heard the Torah the second time, he said, "Oh, we're going to have a mitzvah Pesach. I better figure out what kind of din the Rabbanim I'm going to have to make. I better make sure that I'm teaching a Pesach Shloshim Yom Koidim. So I want to make sure 30 days before they should know all the halachas." The second time he understood that, you know, I better make a takana to read Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos, Monday and Thursday. The second time around, Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking about which tikkunim he's going to have to make, which behaviors you're going to have to teach in order to make the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah something that people will be able to maintain and keep, and something that people will be able to adhere to. That's what Defla's suggestion. That was the second 40 days, so the new limud. And there's a similar idea. The Sifcha Chaim brings us together. It's from Sifcha Zifel of Kelm. He said that when Adam HaRishon was thrown out of Gan Eden, so the Medrash says that on that day he did a tremendous tshuva already. On that day he already fasted. I think it said he continues fasting, I think, for hundreds of years afterward. And if he broke his makabal the tshuva. So Simcha Zilfel said, if he was makabal the tshuva, why did he get back into Gan Eden? He did such a tremendous tshuva. So Simcha Zilfel doesn't understand. Kodesh Baruch Hu was makabal his tshuva, but he still needed to live a different way than he lived initially. He couldn't be next to the Eitz HaDaas again. He couldn't have this exact same Nisayon again. So that's some of the thoughts that we should have during the Chodesh Vel. I think that's the pshat in this Pirkei Elazar, that when we review what happened b'dor HaMidbar, so we remind ourselves that the very first Elul, the very first thing in Moshe Rabbeinu did with Klal Yisrael was, what can we do to make sure the chet won't happen again? And we learn from that that's the way that we should approach Elul as well. Again, if a person tries to focus on everything that we're concerned about, so then it's going to be very, very difficult. The person chooses in the month of Elul to think about one issue, two issues, but then to focus on what behavior can I change in order that I won't come to the chait, in order that I can reinforce what I really want to do. But it should be a behavioral change. So then we learn from the Dor HaMidbar that then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the siyata d'shmaya that we need. That this Alo Lekim B'Shofer, and that's, I think, why the Tekiyah Shofer became a part of Chodesh Elul, to remind us of the original Tekiyah, so that we will learn from their conduct in such a way that our tshuva will be so much more successful. And if every year we focus on one issue and we're successful, so then over the course of many, many years, we will make such great tikkun, such great progress in the service of Hashem. Please remember that tomorrow morning we have a very exciting shiur by Rav Amram, Rav Ami Cohen, in one that focuses on the various different kinds of shofar that we have in the Mishnah.
Who here watched?